from KQED.
When police abuse their power and get disciplined for it, the public rarely finds out. For decades, California has had some of the most secretive laws when it comes to records about police misconduct. But now, under a new state transparency law, the public is finally getting to see inside the black box of these investigations. KQED's Suki Lewis and Capital Public Radio's Nadine Sabai are going to take us inside the first complete internal affairs case files made public since the law went into effect. First, a warning to sensitive listeners. These records include some disturbing information and audio that shows unlawful arrests.
Leave me alone!
And dishonesty.
You can't do this to her.
By police in Rio Vista, the small town in Solano County where Nadine Sabai begins the story.
Around 3 in the morning, Rio Vista police officers Man Lee and Natalie Rafferty show up at Catherine Jenks' house with their body cameras running. Responding to her 911 call.
Police department. Did you call 911 again, Catherine?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
But now my alarm is off on my car. Why?
Okay, what was the issue?
The officers explain it's a crime to call 911 without a good reason.
If you're calling 911 to report something that's not of an emergency,
It is emergency.
Jenks tries to go back inside. Officer Rafferty stops her.
No. Come out here.
No, don't push me out here, lady.
Then Officer Lee pulls out his handcuffs.
Catherine.
Yeah?
I'm going to need you to put your hands behind your back, okay?
Why?
Because we're going to arrest you.
Dave!
Jenks calls for her boyfriend, David O'Reilly, who comes to the door.
Out!
Leave her alone.
Leave me alone!
Go inside. Stop biting me!
She hasn't done anything!
More Rio Vista officers arrive and try to wrestle Jenks into custody. Nobody expected what happened next. Rafferty's police dog appearing in the dark. Jenks screams as the canine savagely bites her arm.
Get him off of me!
He's not on you. He's holding
on to you. Oh my God! No!
Months later, Jenks still remembers sitting in the back of the cop car as they took her away.
All I could do is think, oh my God, I still have my arm.
She was calling them for help, and they ended up brutalizing her and taking her to jail.
Suki picks up the story about how the department responded.
The city hired Mark Siemens, a former police chief, to investigate if officers acted appropriately. Here's audio of Siemens interviewing Officer Lee.
After you received the call, did you have any discussion with Officer Rafferty about what you were going to do on the call?
I believe I mentioned to her that I plan on to arrest her.
Jenks' arrest was pre-planned. It was her 7th call in about a week and the 2nd call that day. From the IA interview tapes again.
Well, she was harassing law enforcement because she was calling 911, causing officers to respond to confirm that there was no crime occurring.
But Siemens found the officers shouldn't have arrested Jenks. She wasn't trying to harass them. She believed it was an emergency. The investigator also found that Rafferty tried to trump up the charges against Jenks by putting distorted information into police reports.
You say in the 2nd paragraph, while holding Jenks' left arm, she bit my forearm, leaving teeth indentations.
Mm-hmm.
How painful was that bite?
It was painful.
Did it bruise?
No.
Rafferty and Lee submitted photos of these bites, but Siemens found the claim that they were injured by Jenks was exaggerated. The photos don't show any visible injuries. Jenks's bite from the police dog was really bad. The case file contains photos of massive wounds to her forearm. Rafferty said she didn't mean to press a button on her belt that released the dog. It happened on accident as she was struggling to contain Jenks. The police chief recently sent Rafferty a notice that he intends to fire her. She declined to comment for this story because she can still appeal that decision. Lee is no longer with the department.
We've had some turnover.
That's Rio Vista City Manager Robert Hickey.
And so you're going through a bit of a cultural change.
That may be something of an understatement. In this small department of just 14 people, a former chief and at least 7 officers have been fired or left the department since 2016. Additional administrative investigations are underway in the department, involving, according to the mayor, dozens of allegations officers have made against each other and current police chief Dan Daly. Hickey says he can't comment on any of the specifics of these cases, but he stands by the investigations.
I'm willing to ensure that investigations go forward as needed. I think that should give the public a good sense that the city here does take that responsibility very seriously.
But this whole process still seems to be missing a crucial step. When Nadine went by Catherine Jenks and her boyfriend O'Reilly's home recently, they had no idea there'd even been an investigation.
She tried to get a police report and they wouldn't give her one.
The couple says the department never questioned them about the incident, never told them how the police dog got out, and never offered Jenks counseling services.
It cost me $3,300 to get her out of jail that night. I wasn't going to leave her sitting in there.
Jenks still faces 6 misdemeanor charges for unlawful 911 calls, battery on each officer, and resisting arrest. She's set to appear in court in March. It'll be her 4th time. Jenks says her arm is still intensely painful and sometimes goes numb.
She has nightmares about it still. You know, she'll wake me up when I'm asleep because she'll be moaning and she's dreaming about the dog chewing on her arm.
She
sees the teeth.
As hard as it is for them to talk about, the couple says they're glad it's coming out now, so this kind of thing doesn't happen to someone else.
The police chief says he asked prosecutors to consider if the officers should face criminal charges for perjury and falsification of police reports. But a spokeswoman for the DA's office says her office never received the case about the officers' misconduct. I'm Suki Lewis, KQED News.
And I'm Nadine Sabai, Capital Public Radio.
This story was a collaboration between KQED News, Capital Public Radio, the Bay Area News Group, and Investigative Studios.